Meredith McKee, the program director for Five Point Film, joins the program now. Welcome, Meredith.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Are you all excited?
We are so excited. We've been planning away for the last 6 months pretty heavily for Five Point, which is one of Carbondale's biggest events. And we have special guests coming from Australia, from the UK, from all over the country and the world to be here. And Carbondale community really puts on this event and makes it happen. And we are thrilled to be bringing all these people here from all over the world.
Is this the 11th?
This is the 11th year.
How about that?
Last year, we celebrated our 10th year anniversary. And when Julie Kennedy started the festival, she basically struggled to even get films because film was so different 11 years ago. So we are honored to be carrying the torch 11 years later, and we can't wait to show all these films to our audience.
From the very beginning, you guys have never been just an adventure porn film festival. You've always had a soulful element. Talk a little bit about that.
Exactly. I think in the action sports community, it is easy to showcase the over-the-top adventures or showcase, you know, the pinnacle moment of someone jumping off a cliff or going off of a huge waterfall on a kayak. But to us, basically what Five Point is about, it's about the human story and the human element, and the people that we feature in our films also happen to be some of the world's best athletes. But the story is really to make it a human story and make these films relatable to everyone, no matter whether an adventure for them is getting out for a walk with their girlfriends in the neighborhood, or if it is, you know, what we see in these films, which is going to Greenland and kayaking for 6 months to make a film. Mm-hmm. And one of our themes is adventure belongs to all. And I think that the Five Points and the films that we showcase very much encompass that adventure belongs to all.
Well, I've noticed from your website already, a couple of the nights are sold out, Friday night and Saturday night. What's that, program 2 and 3?
Program 2 and 3, yes.
But there are still tickets for the Thursday night, program 1, and the Sunday afternoon, program 4. So let's focus a little bit on some of the films that you're having on those 2 days.
Definitely. And yeah, Friday and Saturday sold out really quickly. And we like to remind people that every program is a signature program. So while those Friday and Saturday shows are still sold out, we will have, if you want to show up at 6 p.m. on the night of, you can actually wait in line and try and get a ticket. But if you want to secure your spot, Thursday and Sunday are still available. Thursday night is the kickoff to Five Point. To me, that program is a perfect representation of everything that a Five Point night represents. We have some adventure films. We have a climbing film featuring a 90-year-old climber. We also have a film that is a world premiere called The Return to Mount Kennedy. And it is about Bobby Whitaker, who is the son of the former REI CEO. He was also a huge, he played a huge role in the Kennedy administration, working on some of their campaigns. And so that is a world premiere. And we are super excited to have Bobby coming and the producer and director, Eric Becker, coming to showcase their film. On Thursday, we also have a local person that most people will know very well.
Jacques.
Exactly. If you don't know him, Thursday would be a great opportunity to get to know him. Michelle Smith is a local filmmaker, and she spent the last year with him making this film. And he's famous for mountain biking, having a great attitude about life, skiing, and he's also famous for giving lots of kisses in his very European and French way. And the film is actually called The Frenchie.
And known for wearing shorts in January.
Exactly. And that film, to me, it's one of our favorite films because it's really, really funny. Uh-huh. Sometimes these films can be a little serious. Uh-huh. And to me, this just lightens the mood. And Jacques teaches us how to take on life no matter what comes our way, which is very much a Five Point film.
You also have one film on that program featuring or by Alex Honnold.
Yes, that film, I'm glad that you brought that film up. It's called The Life Coach, and it is a North Face film. And basically, Renan Ozturk, who got his start kind of at Five Point with Camp Four Collective, which is a huge production company in the outdoor world, him and Alex go on an adventure together and do some winter climbing, which is not, Alex is not usually used to that. He's used to doing El Cap and being in the desert. So they kind of learn from each other along this trip. And Alex actually turns the camera on Renan and tells his story. He's been a filmmaker for many years. So it's this really sweet way to capture a friendship. And it also shows kind of Renan basically stopped his climbing career to be a filmmaker. And so this kind of gives an opportunity for Alex to turn the camera on him and tell his story a little bit.
Oh, interesting. And they're doing that because they're waiting out a storm in a tent? Is that what's going on?
I think that's part of the reason, yeah, they're waiting out a storm. But Renan has been such a soulful filmmaker for so many years that I think that part of the reason that why they did that story was to help share his story, because he's given back so much to the climbing community.
Okay. That sounds like a really interesting program. Really interesting. Well, let's talk about the Sunday program. Tickets are still available for that. It runs from 2 to 5:30. There are 10 films on that program.
Yeah, so the Sunday program is the Changemakers program. And to us, a changemaker is someone who, you know, teaches us about becoming a better person through their story and helping to change communities through their stories. So that Sunday program is actually on Earth Day. And our theme this year is Our Stories, Our Lands for the festival. So we have a couple environmental films that will be in that section of films. And then we also have some running films. And we also have The Last Honey Hunter, which is a pretty well-known film in the outdoor world over the last year. It's beautifully shot in Nepal. And it's about one of the last gentlemen who actually, they go and they climb to these great heights on ropes that look very unsafe compared to what we think of as climbing. And they climb up into these bluffs to get honey that actually is sold to heal people in Nepal and that region of the world. And to us, that character is a perfect person as a change maker. He's supporting his family, supporting his community, and helping to heal people by doing these really dangerous things to get the honey that helps heal people. And it's one of the most beautiful films, best cinematography that we've had in any of the films in a long time.
Hmm. And there's kind of an interesting subtext to that film, I think, that I've read, because I've heard about this film. It's something about a dream that gets passed down generation to generation. And if somebody is visited by that dream, that means they have to go up onto the cliffs and get the honey. Is that?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So he basically, as a young man, he had this dream. And it basically, if you have a dream, this becomes your life mission. And no matter what you want to do, I mean, in America, it's like you can do anything you want to do. And in their culture, if you have a dream that tells you what you're supposed to do, you have to carry it out for your family. And so he feels this great burden to take on the role of being the last honey hunter. But because the dream is so crucial to his society, he continues to do this job for his community.
Even because no one else has been visited by that dream.
Exactly.
Interesting. Wow, that's really trippy. That's very trippy. Let's see. And then one about Easter Island.
It's called Ammo, An Island Story, and it's made by Max Lowe, who is a renowned filmmaker, and he actually has 3 films in this program. And he travels to Easter Island to document the local community there and basically captures that their language and their dialect and their community is getting compromised by tourists and the modern day world, and they're working incredibly hard to protect that. And so the filmmaker Max actually works under the Cousteau Fellowship. They have a fellowship, they choose a filmmaker every year, and he went to document the culture and kind of help send us the message that it's really important to preserve this culture. And what I love about this film and a lot of the other Five Point films is that it takes us to a place that we're never going to be able to go and experience a culture we probably won't be able to experience in our lifetime. So we learn a lot from Max, and all of the filmmakers who went are all either in college or budding filmmakers. And that's a huge theme of 5.2. You know, we have the established filmmakers who have huge budgets for films, but we also have a lot of young and upcoming filmmakers who are incredibly talented. And this is one of those films that we're really excited to showcase.
And then one of the very intriguing films has a premiere on Saturday, The Bikes of Wrath. Tell me about The Bikes of Wrath.
The Bikes of Wrath is such an amazing story. It's hard for me to describe in words what this film has done for me. So I really hope that people can come and attend. So five Australian young men in their early 20s to mid 30s decide to come to America and bike the Grapes of Wrath route that the Jode family took.
Highway 66.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Wow.
So they start in Oklahoma with $420 in the kitty. That's what they call it, which is their bank. It's an Australian term. So they start with a proportional amount of what the Jode family had when they came across the country. So they don't have very much money. They're not in the best shape, but they basically plan on going across the country based on busking. They bring their instruments. And it is a really interesting snapshot to me of where we are in America today. They basically, you know, interact with a ton of people in the local communities, and a lot of them are rural communities. And these people who don't necessarily have a lot to give meet the bikers, understand what they're doing, and want to help them and help feed them or give them $100 just to get them to their goal. And so it kind of is a film that talks about wealth disparity in America, subtly talks about immigration, but it's also an adventure film of five young men going across the country trying to beat the clock to reach their bike goal.
Leave it to Australians to show us ourselves.
Exactly. And I think, to me, if Americans had done the same trip, I don't know if they would have received the same openness. And so I think, in a way, that this film had to be made by someone who wasn't from our country, because they're so open and people were so open to share their stories with them because they were kind of a visitor to our country. And we actually have a lot of the cast coming over from Australia to be here for the world premiere. And we also have a couple who is featured in the film. They're from Oklahoma, and they helped take care of the boys when they kind of got hurt or needed help along the way. They'd check in with them, and they're actually driving all the way here from Oklahoma to be a part of the premiere. And so there's going to be a Q&A after the film with all of these people that we fall in love with during the film.
Wow, and there's still tickets to that one.
Tickets are still available.
Great, that sounds like a winner right there.
To me, this is one of the programs I'm the most excited about. I think it's going to be a really special experience, and this film gives us hope during a time where maybe a lot of people are feeling very separated and divided from each other. And so I think that this film and its message really transcend what we're even trying to do at Five Point with adventure films. To me, it's a much bigger topic that I hope the world premiere is here. And then I hope that this film becomes incredibly successful and gets to travel across the country. But we're honored to have the first look.
Well, Meredith, before I let you go, many of us are familiar with some of the ancillary events around Five Point, the Van Life Rally, the podcast, the live podcast. One that I wanted to touch base with you on that looked intriguing to me was Sarah Yule doing a festival-long, 3 or 4 day live art installation. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sarah Yule has been a part of the Five Point family for a long time, and she's an incredibly talented artist. So she's doing a live art exhibit where she's painting on individual wooden boards, and she'll be painting all sorts of different landscapes that reflect the Carbondale landscape, that reflect public lands, and people can actually buy those throughout the weekend. They can come up and say, "Hey, Sarah, I really like this board. I want to purchase this board." or they can come up and there's a blank canvas board and they just say, I trust you. I'm going to purchase this. And all of the proceeds go to the Hayden Kennedy Fund. And the Hayden Kennedy Fund was set up after Hayden unfortunately passed away this year. But all of the proceeds go to public lands and ensuring that public lands are a part of our country. And so we're honored to have Sarah doing this installation as kind of a live interactive experience for our audience, but also she's going to be raising a ton of money for the Hayden Fund, which is huge.
That is huge. And that's beautiful.